The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, there is much more I could say about the anti-Israel protests on campuses, but a lot of other things to talk about today as well. I think one of the most disheartening, disgusting things is AOC, Alexandria, AOC. Before President Biden was to make a speech today, praised the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters on America's campuses, understanding that Jews have been assaulted, Jews have been spat upon. Jews have been called unbelievably gross names. And yet a member of our United States Congress has praised them as peaceful protesters and part of the fabric of America. Really, really sad. And again, much more, but I'm going to move on. It is amazing how absolutely stupid educated people can be. For many, many years, I've talked about educated idiots, and many of them are in the medical field. In a now deleted video, Boston Children's Hospital. Now, Boston Children's Hospital is one of the premier children's hospital facilities, not only in the United States, but in the world. They had a video up on their YouTube channel featuring Dr. Kerry McGregor, one of their pediatric doctors on the staff at Boston Children's Hospital. And in she's a doctor, she's also a psychologist. She is also an educated idiot. The video, or in the video, she said, and I quote, "Kids know very, very early about their gender. We see a variety of young children all the way down to ages 2 and 3, and usually up to the age of 9. Some children express their gender identity as soon as they can talk. They may say phrases like, 'I'm a girl,' or 'I'm a boy.'" She wasn't finished. She said, quote, "A good portion of children she sees at the hospital's gender multi-specialty service center know their gender identity from the womb." Here is a woman who is on the staff of Boston Children's Hospital. She is a pediatric psychologist. She has spent years in school becoming a psychologist, who actually believes that in the womb, before they are born, biological girls realize that they're a biological boy. Biological boys realize that they're actually a girl in the womb. Now, as I said, the video has since been deleted for obvious reasons. And by the way, Boston Children's Hospital is affiliated with Harvard. Now, Boston Children's Hospital was the first pediatric and adolescent transgender health program in America, according to the Center for Gender Surgery website. Like I said, for obvious reasons, the video where one of their primary pediatric children's psychologists said that children know their gender identity from the womb. Do you really have to be a trained psychologist to know that that is absolutely ridiculous, insane, nuts? Oh, my goodness. All right, switching gears completely, we were talking about the protests on campus. I haven't talked about the immigration problem, but New York was a loud and proud sanctuary city until they actually had to deal with the consequences of their open program. Hey, y'all come if you're an immigrant, whether you're legal or illegal, we don't care. We're a sanctuary city. You are welcome here. Well, the mayor of New York City has said not long ago that the immigration crisis was going to bankrupt the city. It was going to destroy the city. Now, has he called on President Biden to actually close the border? No. Blame Republicans and so on and so forth. They have completely run out of shelters in New York City. And now, illegal immigrants are taking over athletic fields, particularly this time of year. As it's warming up, illegal immigrants are going outside, and they're establishing tent cities on public athletic fields. Over the weekend, a high school soccer game in East Harlem in a public field had to be canceled. Why? Because a group of illegal immigrants had taken over the field and they refused to leave. The coach of one of the soccer teams said, quote, "I directly asked them to leave. Some of them kind of took it into consideration, but then several of them said, blank, 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 we don't have to leave. We can do whatever we want." Police were called. This is a public soccer field. They had a soccer match scheduled. Police were called. Did the police order the illegal immigrants to leave the public athletic field so the teams that had scheduled a soccer match could play? Well, not exactly. Rather than asking the illegal immigrants to leave, the police asked if these soccer teams had a proper permit to use the field. One of the coaches said, "We play here all the time. Yes, we have a permit, but we don't have the paper with us. We've been doing this for years, and no one has ever asked us for a permit." So the coaches of the team scramble around. They finally find a permit. By that time, the players on the two soccer teams said, "We don't feel safe." And so they simply walked away and allowed the illegal immigrants from Africa, by the way, not South America, from Africa. Illegal immigrants, the American citizens who were scheduled to play the soccer match, finally just walked away for fear of their own safety. And did the New York City police do anything? No, other than demanding that the soccer teams provide a valid permit to use the field. Did they ask for any documentation from the illegal immigrants? Nope. Nope, they were just allowed to stay and camp out on the field. I am not a doomer and gloomer. I'm really not, but it's getting worse, folks. Elections do have consequences. All right. Hang tight. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't know whether you have been following this crazy, crazy, crazy story out of Springfield, Missouri. It first caught my attention because this was a big men's conference in Springfield, Missouri. And if you're a longtime listener, you know all of my family is originally from the Springfield area in Missouri. A bunch of them migrated to California in the 1940s, but That's my roots, Springfield, Missouri. Well, there is a very large Assembly of God church in Springfield called James River Church. To be really honest, I had never heard of it until, well, this crazy situation unfolded. Evidently, it's one of the five largest Assembly of God churches in America, and it's in Springfield. Anyway, every year for several years, they have hosted the Stronger Men's Conference. The Stronger Men's Conference is held at a big arena there in Springfield, and a few thousand men show up. They have big speakers, and it's a big thing with all kinds of theatrics, I would say. Anyway, this year, they invited Mark Driscoll to come. Well, that was mistake number one. If you followed the career of Mark Driscoll, everywhere he has been, there has been controversy and scandal. If you want to do a little Google search, do Mark Driscoll and Seattle, Washington. Anyway, everywhere he's gone, he's now, I think, in Arizona, I think maybe Phoenix. But he was pastor of the Mars Hill Church in Seattle, and it was a huge scandal. Anyway, so Mark Driscoll was invited to speak, and another person that was invited to participate was a gentleman by the name of Alex Magala, M-A-G-A-L-A. You may recognize that name. He has been on America's Got Talent on several times. He didn't win, but he ranked pretty high on America's Got Talent. He is a professional sword swallower. Every Christian men's event needs at least one sword swallower, right? I mean, seriously, how could you even think about having a men's Christian conference without at least one sword swallower? Who also, by the way, used to be a male striptease artist. Not anymore, but used to be. So anyway, he was this Alex Magala. He's originally from Moldova, has performed all over the world, and again, kind of guy, his claim to fame was America's Got Talent. Anyway, so Mark Driscoll was scheduled to speak, but before Mark Driscoll was to speak to these thousands of men in the conference, this sword-swallowing, pole-dancing former stripper Alex Magala did his thing. And the first thing he did was rip off his shirt and jump on the pole and do some pole things, and then he swallowed a sword while he's descending the pole, and the crowd went wild. Like I said, every decent men's conference needs at least one sword swallower. Well, when it was Mark Driscoll's time to get up and speak, he started rebuking the host pastor of James River Church, a guy named John Lindell, and the sword swallower. And he said, this is the spirit of Satan. This is the spirit of demons. This sword-swallowing stripper who ripped his shirt off. And Mark Driscoll said, I can't believe that this is a part of a men's conference. This shouldn't have happened. And there is a demonic spirit here. Well, he's just getting into his rebuke of the sword swallower when the pastor of the conference comes out on the stage. Now imagine, you got thousands of men in this big arena. The host pastor comes out and says, whoa, wait a minute. What are you doing? No, you're out of here, to Mark Driscoll. You can't do that. If you had a problem, you should have come to me personally because of Matthew chapter 18. And you're out. You get out. Driscoll's in the middle of his sermon, and he gets kicked off the stage by the host pastor. And some people applauded. Some people booed. Later on in the day, Driscoll and the host pastor, John Liddell, came back out onto the platform, sat in a couple of chairs, and hashed it all out. They had a nice conversation. And Driscoll says, well, maybe I shouldn't have been so, critical. And the host pastor says, well, yeah, that's okay. You know, we're brothers anyway. And they kiss and make up. Well, they didn't actually kiss. Well, the controversy refuses to die. The host pastor says, well, we invited the sword swallower because he's a born-again Christian. He got saved 10 years ago, and he's got kids, and he's not a homosexual, and blah, blah, blah. Well, in response, the sword swallower releases a statement. He says, I'm not born again. I'm Eastern Orthodox. I'm religious. I'm not born again. And I don't have any kids. And the battle between Driscoll and the host pastor continues in the press and the media. What a mess. And I'll leave it at that.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.